The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's one thing to say the measles vaccine is the best way of preventing spread, but it's another thing to then say, and therefore, we suggest that you get the measles vaccine.
We encourage people to get the measles vaccine.
Okay, so that, I mean, I think that's actually the next step, and that's news as far as I'm concerned, that you're saying that. What's the position philosophically of the federal government in terms of public health?
The federal government's position, my position is people should get the measles vaccine, but the government should not be mandating.
Understand.
You know, but I've always said, I'm not going to take people's vaccines away from them.
Right.
What I'm going to do is make sure that we have good science so that people can make an informed choice. And we are doing that science today so that we know the risks of that product and we also know what the benefits are. And right now, we don't know the risks of many of these products because they're not safety tested.
And I understand that position, but you propose more than $11 billion in cuts to local and state programs addressing things like infectious disease, mental health, addiction, and childhood vaccination. Did you personally approve those cuts?
I'm not familiar with those cuts. We'd have to go.
There's like more than 50 pages of cuts that I actually went through.
Were mainly DEI cuts, which the president.
There were a lot, but I'll give you, for example, about $750,000 of a University of Michigan grant into adolescent diabetes was cut. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, and that's something that we'll look at.
And that's U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speaking to CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook, recommending the MMR vaccine, but completely unaware of cuts that came under his name. Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, this is mad stuff.
It's mad stuff. Yeah, you don't want to recommend. You want to encourage. That's the problem. Now, fair play to him for coming out and saying the measles vaccine should be used. He was against that, remember? And now he said people...
Even though he vaccinated his own kids.
Even though he did, yeah. But you need strong encouragement for parents because they're anxious about vaccines, aren't they? And the public health people always go, don't be equivocating on this because otherwise a certain percent of parents won't use it. And of course, measles, as you know, it's spreading in America, devastating disease that's easily preventable. So he needs to speak out more strongly in favour of the vaccine.
Now, the scientists have raised their heads above the parapet. They've written a letter. Who did?
Yeah, so Pat, it's staggering what's happening. Let's use that word. I was at a conference last week and there was Americans there all in bits, Pat, because of the cuts that are coming. Massive cuts in science funding, job losses. It's terrible. And what's happened is 1,900 scientists, engineers and doctors who are in the academies of science, engineering and medicine, these are very eminent people, have written a big letter saying it's an SOS, you're decimating science. So they're hoping that the Trump administration might respond to them. The trouble is they've written letters before, Pat. One was written about RF Kennedy Jr. and the Trump administration said we're sick of these elite telling us what to do. So there's a real battle going on in America between, you know, with the so-called elite and the Trump administration.
Now, RFK confirmed in his role, in spite of many objections articulated, and we've seen what he's done on fluoride.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, that interview was interesting. He says he's not aware of some of these things. What's happening is that the NIH, which is the big medical research institute in the US and in the world, 35% cut, which is an awful lot of cuts, you know, a massive cut in their program. And the NIH was the place that showed fluoride could help with tooth decay and prevent it. And he wants that lifted now. He doesn't want fluoride in the water. And yet all the science says fluoride is a great thing to have in the water. It's safe. It prevents tooth decay. And yet RFK Jr. is ignoring that science. So what's happening in America, sadly, is it's going medieval, in my view, but it's going backwards and denying science. And sadly, RFK Jr. is very much a part of this.
Cuts in the CDC and in the FDA. What impact will they have?
Well, that's terrifying as well. So the CDC, as you may remember in the pandemic, their job was to track infectious diseases. There's a flu, fear of bird flu in America for the moment. They've cut the people who are expert in that. Now, interestingly, they've realised this kind of and they're reinstituting some of these people. But because the CDC is very bad, because that might mean infectious diseases will go up in America, for instance. The FDA, I think, is probably worse because the FDA is the place that approves new medicines. And they're cutting the FDA.
Does that mean it'll be slower approval or that stuff will get through that shouldn't get through?
Well, that's one worry for definite, which you don't want happening, of course, because the FDA are a very competent bunch. The one worry would be things might slip through. I suspect not, Pat. They're very diligent people. They'll slow everything down. And that means new drugs for cancer, arthritis, heart disease, will not be getting approved, you know, in the time you want. It'll slow the whole process down, which is another tragedy for patients.
Studies in endocrinology, diabetes, metabolic disease, they're going to have cuts of what? 25% or
yeah.
20%.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give me some example of other critical research that is not going to happen.
Well, the big one for me, for HIV. So HIV is still there, remember, and AIDS. Now, there are ways to treat AIDS, as we know, thankfully. There are antiretroviral drugs. They've cut a huge amount of funding for HIV research, and that would mean efforts to make a vaccine are now being cut, for instance. The one that's really worrying is there's a drug called PrEP. Now, PrEP is a regimen you use to prevent the spread of HIV. There's a big program to get that drug into disadvantaged communities who can't get access to it. Black communities, for instance, that's been cut. And the HIV people are saying this will cause a big increase in cases of HIV, people getting very sick because of it. And again, you would go backwards with AIDS then because the incidence will go up, you know. And again, lack of access to meds there will be the big issue. So that's, and $600 million was cut from that, for instance. You know, that's a good example.
Now, the National Institute of Health, they've been told you've got to have cuts of $2.6 billion in the various contracts you have. Now, they've been very important. For example, they partnered with Moderna in developing the COVID-19 vaccine.
They did. Now, they've got a huge history, Pat, of fantastic medical research. They were the envy of the world. I mean, when I was a student, you'd want to go to the NIH. It was the place to go. They discovered the HPV vaccine, or for cervical cancer, for instance. There's loads of discoveries. One big one in my drugs for arthritis were discovered there, you know. And now this massive cut in their funding means that the latest developments won't be followed up on. And of course, that's a big fear now that, again, it slows everything down and threatens the whole effort, really.
Now, the question of limiting the body that will govern or would have governed self-driving cars.
That's
Does Elon
one.
Know?
Well, I saw that this morning, right? So there's a federal agency, Pat, about road safety and traffic safety, and we all need government-sponsored agencies to keep an eye on safety. The subcommittee in that, which looks after self-driving cars, that's been got rid of, right? Now Tesla need those people because they're helping Tesla in terms of safety, because as you may know, Tesla are big into self-driving cars. It's their next big thing. And yet the very agency that Tesla needs has been cut by Elon Musk somewhat indirectly, I guess. I wonder if he's even aware of it. But talk about shooting yourself in the foot. That's a very useful agency because it's helping with safety and all the rest of it.
And these massive tariffs on China, I mean, in terms of equipment and other materials that the research scientists use, what is going to become much more expensive?
Yeah, but it turns out, Pat, many of the chemicals that are used in research are made in China, like many things. They'll immediately have the big tariff slapped on them. A second one is microscopes. In fact, Europe leads the world with microscopes. And again, if you export a microscope to America, big tariff on that. So what this means is, for the federal government, Pat, a 20% increase in doing research because of tariffs. Now, isn't that shooting yourself in the foot for definite? You know? So the scientists are saying, like, hang on a minute. If you put tariffs on these essential chemicals and equipment, that will increase the cost of our research. And of course, you're cutting our budget as well. So therefore, it's like a perfect storm in terms of...
Are American scientists leaving?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, as we discussed before, the European Union is saying our doors are open. They're trying to recruit American scientists. And very much so. There many may go to China, by the way, because China is massively increasing its funding for research. And if you're a scientist, remember, Pat, your job is to do your job. You know, you want to, and if you can't get money for research, it's like you're a violinist and you can't get a violin. They'll go to China, they'll go to Europe. So there's a big effort now to recruit these scientists from the US.
An interesting observation you made about Americans joining a conference by Zoom instead of in person, and it wasn't to save money.
Well, this was last week, one of the most eminent people in my field, Pat, he was invited to speak at the conference. It was in France. And then they said to us, he's going to Zoom in. And he came on the screen and he said, I'm frightened to travel outside the US. He'd been critical of what Trump was doing. And he was frightened that they mightn't either let him back in, was one of his fears, or make it difficult for him. Secondly, he's in the NIH. There's a ban on travel being instituted for scientists. Now, that's very damaging because we want to meet, you see, and discuss and collaborate. So on screen, he was upset by this. And he apologized. He said, I'm very sorry, I can't be there. Now, luckily, technology, probably invented in the US, allowed him to give his talk on Zoom, you know. But of course, he misses the other parts of the conference. So it's a good example.
The interaction, the conversations that happen outside of the formalities of the whole thing.
Yep.
So some things have been reversed. Is that an optimistic sign?
Well, remember, it's not as bad as it seems, maybe. Some of these cuts are proposed, right? They haven't happened yet. Now, many have happened. But federal judges are now being asked, can you look at this and stop the cuts? So 22 states, actually, are in litigation at the moment to try and stop some of these cuts. So that's one thing. The second thing is they are reversing some of it. They've realised. But that's terribly inefficient, Pat, isn't it? It's like you destroy the whole thing and rebuild it. Yeah. What a waste of effort. One great example is long COVID, Pat. So they don't really believe in COVID in America, some of them, you see. So they cut all the funding for long COVID. An awful lot of money was assigned to that. RF Kennedy Jr. himself said we're going to fund long COVID. It was cut. Then the patients actually and the researchers lobbied Congress, and they seem to be reversing some of that now. So the signs they might change, a bit like tariffs, they may reverse some of this, I suppose.
All right. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.